let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. What if everything we thought we knew about diseases was wrong? What if all the money being poured into research for cancer and other diseases that so devastate our friends and families was being wasted on researching the wrong thing? What if we found out that all the pharmaceutical drugs we are taking are not putting out the fire of illness, but only quieting the alarm of the symptoms? What if there was an easier way? Well, you can stop asking questions and begin getting real answers. Abounding Health Naturally by Sharon Jean Wickenton will open your eyes to amazingly simple solutions to the health problems we are seeing so prevalent in society today. Sharon reveals how real food can change your life. This guidebook will help you move toward the more vibrant health so many people are striving to achieve. The late Sharon Jean Wickenton loved sharing the truths of nutrition, attitudes, and abounding health with any who would listen. She shared with many what she learned through her experience of healing from cancer using nutrition and how our bodies use nutrition to heal from disease. She had a passion for living a healthy lifestyle. To discuss her book, Abounding Health Naturally, is her husband, John Wickenton, with us on This Week in America. John, a pleasure to have you on the program. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Good to be here.
This book is really, what a legacy. Sharon is helping so many people dealing with health in a different way maybe than what we've been told over the years. What's the, what do you say is the main message that she tries to get out in the book, Abounding Health Naturally?
Well, I think her inspiration behind this book was to inform people of the benefits and alternative way to have health and healing through the foods that we eat, and to show that there is an alternative to the traditional medical route to treat sickness and disease. And she also shows us that, you know, God provides us with good food to eat to keep our bodies in great health. And if I can share a little, you know, kind of what her story was.
Yes, please do.
Behind in making this book. Sharon was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer in 2004. She had a lumpectomy, which removed the tumor, but because it was at stage 3, there was cancer in 9 out of the 19 lymph nodes that were removed. And so the oncologist told her that if she didn't do the treatment with chemo and radiation, that she could expect to live about 6 months. Well, this news really scared her, but instead she decided to do research on her own about this disease to see if there was an alternative to the traditional medical route. So she did a lot of extensive research as to why we get cancer and how it could be treated. She started out just to learn how to get well, but then she realized that she had to learn and to dig and to gain knowledge about cancer and the role that nutrition plays in healing from cancer that she could. She listened to audio and video teachings on nutrition, and it was important to her, you know, not to spend the rest of her life worrying about cancer reoccurring in her body. So through this research that she did, she discovered that if we can provide our bodies with the tools that it can heal from these kinds of diseases. And this is how God created our bodies. So we sought out a doctor that believes in this kind of nutritional treatment, who is a great source of information and direction on how to approach this and what things that we could do, such as, you know, what were the good supplements to take and what kind of diet for her to be on. And this diet consists of mostly raw fruits and vegetables and a lot of juicing, rarely anything cooked. So after being on this diet and with a lot of prayer and asking for wisdom how to do this, she had a PET scan after a few months, which showed no cancer at all in her bodies. And wow, were we just amazed.
Amazing, yes.
At this. just amazed.
Well, and the alternative would have been what they suggested, the traditional way, which definitely would have impacted quality of life. Talk about quality of life issues, because people will weigh that. Sharon chose to go a different direction, and it sounds like, and she was cancer-free during that period, it sounds like her life was very meaningful, not only her personally, but inspiring other people even today with the book that she's written. And I'm sure it changed your life as well with in terms of eating habits and taking care of yourself.
Oh, boy. It sure was. It was a big wake-up call for me. And I feel like, you know, what she went through has kept me from a lot of the diseases and sicknesses that, yes, that I could have had, you know, after this.
The book is Abounding Health Naturally by Sharon Jean Wigginton. John Wigginton, or her husband, is on the program. Go ahead and finish that thought, and then I want to talk about the book cover, because this is interesting, the symbolism behind this. But finish that thought, if you would, please.
Well, I was just thinking about how our thinking is, and many of the doctors' thinking is today about disease. Like, think of hundreds of years ago when scurvy was believed to be this mysterious disease that could possibly even be genetic.
Yes.
And as authorities looked for causes of scurvy, they saw how fathers went to sea, got scurvy and died. Their sons went to sea, got scurvy and died. And they thought, ah, scurvy must be genetic. So for years and years, thousands of people died of scurvy. This was mostly because the authorities were too stubborn to believe that could, you know, it might just be a vitamin deficiency. That was just too simple of an explanation. So now we see no one suffering from scurvy, and we'd laugh if someone was afraid of contracting scurvy.
Yes.
It's all so simple. You know, we'd say, just make sure you get vitamin C in your diet. And that's all it was. You know, it's kind of the thinking that's going on today, I think, in the medical community. It's kind of sad, really.
Well, and Sharon does such a wonderful job in the book in pointing all of this out that will give us guidance, those who have diseases, those who want to stay disease-free, as you were when you were changing your diet and lifestyle because of what Sharon was finding out. The book is Abounding Health Naturally. I mentioned the book cover. Talk about the thought that went into designing the book cover.
Well, she just wanted something that looked healthy and vibrant. So, you know, when you look at this book cover, it has this one tree standing there and with the green grass all around it. It's just, I don't know, I think something just that's healthy and vibrant.
And that really sort of, yeah, graphically relays the message that Sharon makes in her book, Abounding Health Naturally. Her husband, John Wigginton, with us on the program. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned, and scurvy is an example of something that, yes, that everybody was afraid of. Suddenly we figure out, okay, we're going this route naturally, and they had results. When Sharon was first diagnosed and said that you need to do the chemo, you need to do the protocol we've got established, and she didn't take that as a final answer, how difficult was it to find a doctor that was willing to guide her in other directions and use nature out there and using what God has given us?
Well, in Sharon's case, we had a friend who sort of went through this same thing. She also had breast cancer, and she recommended a naturopath doctor to us who was from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area.
Okay.
So we went to him, and he provided us with a lot of knowledge and education, helped us get on the right supplements, helped us with the right kind of diet and juicing and just all kinds of things. He was a great help to us during that time.
What motivated Sharon to write this book? I mean, going through this process, extensive research, sort of probably trial and error along the way. Why did she feel that she really needed to sort of document this and get this word out to other people. Talk about that process that she went through, and I'm sure you went through as well.
Yeah, actually, I was a big part of motivating her to write that book, because after she went through what she did, I listened to her as she talked to different people with their health issues and how she offered advice for people seeking healing and wondering how she did it to gain healing. A lot of people came to her, you know, after knowing that what all she went through, because they were going through some things in their life. So I kept encouraging her to write a book about all this stuff that she went through and what she learned through it. And you know, I knew with all the knowledge that she gained that she could be a great help to others by just writing a book about it and documenting everything. And I think she did a very good job in writing this book.
Well, she did, and then you are taking what she did, the book, Abounding Health Naturally, by Sharon Jean Wickington, and her husband John is with us on the program, and carrying on that legacy, what she's attempting to do, getting that message out there. Why is that so important to you to continue to get the message out there, taking it out to the public with the book, with press, book signings, that type of thing, and the impact that reading Sharon's book will have on people?
Well, I believe that, you know, I think it can open up people's minds and thinking, yes, about nutrition and how it plays such a vital role in our health and healing from sickness and disease. And, you know, if people are willing to think outside the box when it comes to their health and nutrition, then they can achieve marvelous health, which keeps our bodies healthy and well. And I realize that this approach doesn't fit into everyone's thinking, and not everyone agrees with this approach and agrees that it's right for them. But you know what? I have seen this with my own eyes and witnessed how Sharon healed from cancer by what she fed her body and by having the right attitude.
Well, and talk about that, because it's something that's addressed in Sharon's book, Abounding Health Naturally, the importance of having a positive attitude. And that's easy to say, difficult to actually have when a doctor uses the words, you've got cancer. Talk about having a positive attitude, how she was able to come up with a positive attitude in the first place, and then live it, because I feel, and I only know her through what I've read, she was a very positive person.
Yeah, I tell you what, our attitudes are huge in maintaining health and from healing. And I think our attitudes are overlooked many times of just how important our attitude is. You know, if someone has bitterness or jealousy or envy in their heart, it actually keeps their bodies from healing and from good health. And you know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs, a merry heart does good like medicine. So having a good attitude is extremely important. And I can't emphasize that enough, how good attitude is very important in our healing.
The book is Abounding Health Naturally by Sharon Jean Wickington. That's Wigington. Our husband, John, is with us on the program. Time going by rapidly. There are so many important elements of this book. One is the importance of maintaining a healthy diet. And talk about that, because it really is, when you break it down, it's not that complicated, is it?
No, it's really not. You know, in this country we live in, they just want to take a pill and get well, and they don't want to eat good, healthy food, because, you know, it's not good. It's not easy. You know, they just want to go by and get a quick fast food. And
yes,
I can tell you a little story that she gave us an example in her book about eating healthy. This guy in the 1940s, he's a medical doctor by the name of Francis Pottinger. he financed his own research to determine the effects of processed foods has on the body. So he took 900 cats, divided them into five groups. Two of the groups he fed raw food. Three of the groups he fed denatured processed foods. The results he got were just amazing. With groups one and two, the raw food groups, he saw every generation of cats from the first to the fourth live healthy throughout their lives. With groups three through five, the processed food groups, he saw the first generation of cats develop disease late in life. The second generation of cats developed diseases in the middle of life. The third generation developed diseases at the beginning of life, with many of the cats dying before 6 months of age. There was no fourth generation of cats. The cats in the third generation were either born sterile, or the fourth generation of cats were aborted before birth.
Amazing.
So this is quite a startling example of what's happening in our country. You know, we see younger and younger friends and family members, you know, getting illness and disease, and we're distressed about hearing of, you know, a baby who has cancer and diabetes or heart disease. And, you know, this doesn't particularly shock us anymore. It's becoming more and more prevalent.
Well, unfortunately,
even more.
Yeah, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
The fact is that, you know, about 25% of childbearing couples can't reproduce now. You know, are we here in America that one of these generations?
It is alarming.
Food groups?
Yeah, and I guess maybe just when you're, you don't do a lot of research, when you're shopping, pick up, you know, food, a container of food, and look at the ingredients. And of course, you're not going to be able to pronounce the ingredients or be able to understand what they are. But just look at a word that's got 47 letters and tell me that that's something that we should be putting in our bodies. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Time is almost gone. John, what is the main message that Sharon wanted to get out there and would want to get out there? And you are hopeful that readers will take away from reading Abounding Health Naturally.
Well, I think Sharon's message would be examine your health and see if you want to look at a way to have a healthy body, not being sick or diseased, to live a healthy life in abounding health naturally.
And it really, you are a testament to that actually works. We mentioned this in the beginning, and just very briefly, this is something that you do every day, and it's paid off dividends for you, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it sure has. You know, it's I could just see myself what it could be like had I not straightened up my diet.
Yes.
And ate right and, you know, got healthy.
Well, it's so important, and you stress the positive attitude from a physical and a mental standpoint of doing the right thing, eating the right thing, natural foods that are out there for us. An excellent job of laying this out and really walk us through this step by step. The book is available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of those places. I know you've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project. What has that been like working with them and getting the word out there on the book?
Well, actually, this book was actually published originally back in 2010.
Yes.
And then I needed more copies. So what happened, that company went out of business. So I turned to Reader's Magnet for them to republish it. And, you know, it's gone through some reviews and book fairs and that kind of thing. We're still working through that.
Well, the book is out there. It's available. It's available wherever books are sold. Sharon had a passion for living a healthy lifestyle, and that lives on in her book, Abounding Health Naturally. Sharon Jean Wickington is the author. John Wickington, her husband, our guest on the program. John, I've loved having this opportunity to be able to talk about Sharon, the remarkable work that she's done, the remarkable work that you're continuing. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. Thank you. John Wigginton, our guest on the program. If you're Googling Wigginton, it's W-I-G-I-N-T-O-N. The book is Abounding Health Naturally, available at Amazon, all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we'll link you up directly with information on the book. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.